iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today we're joined by the highly acclaimed and astute Jonathan Metellis. And Jonathan is the chairman of Axiom DWFM. Now let me tell you a little bit about Axiom first of all. Now Axiom is a company that advises on a wide range of both corporate and private matters, including real estate, dispute resolution, corporate, commercial, family, media law, entertainment, employment, and immigration law. And they look at challenges from every angle, applying smart legal thinking to deliver the best results possible. So the man behind it all and the brains behind it all is Jonathan Metellis, who joins us today. Now, he specializes in corporate finance with an emphasis on takeovers, acquisitions, financings, flotations, and joint ventures, with particular expertise in the real estate, retail, and leisure and technology sectors. He has over 45 years in the business and has been involved in some of the UK's largest corporate transactions, including British Land's acquisition of the Broadgate Estate, the £1.17 billion acquisition of the Meadowhall Shopping Centre in Sheffield, the acquisition of Adidas by Robert Louis Dreyfus, and Maurice Saatchi, the disposal of the interest of Joe Lewis in Christie's, the privatisation of Pentland Group, and the takeovers of Tottenham Hotspur Football Club in the early 1980s to 2000. He's also a consultant with many organisations and has a variety of other interests, including being the governor of the Technion in Israel, one of the world's leading technology institutions, a campaigner against racism in sport, where he was a member of the advisory group Kick It Out, and a trustee of the Langdon Foundation, assisting children with special needs. And so, therefore, with such a stellar background, we thought it was only right that we invite him along to talk to us today right here on the iMoney Show, right here on iGlobal Radio. Jonathan Metellis, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you.
What an incredible stellar background you have. Axiom Stone was the company. Axiom DWFM is what it's called now. It must have been an incredible journey of setting up a legal firm and some of the great lessons that were learnt from that for you as a person. What we want to do and explore today is all about business and going into business and some of the pitfalls where people fall by the wayside and some of the advice that we can gain from your expertise that we have. So what happens is, Jonathan, is that sometimes people think that they want to venture out alone, go it alone, and then they end up falling by the wayside. It's similar to writers putting their pens down and walking away through many reasons, through environmental concerns, through personal circumstances, and simply just giving up.
I did fall by the wayside once, actually. In 1976, I was at a firm called Nabara Nathanson. Nobody understood what I did, at least of all my late father, who ran British Land and was very focused and immersed in business and discipline. And I spent with my wife 2.5 years traveling around the world to places like Afghanistan, Iran, Bolivia, and many places that it's too dangerous to go to now. Mm. So in a way, I did give it up once because I was particularly depressed by the then Labour government. I can't say I'm too impressed by the Labour opposition at the moment in terms of all the various strikes, the dustman strike in particular, the energy crisis. And I thought, here's a good time to pack it all in and also to learn. And the travelling, notwithstanding that I gave up a very good position at Nabara Nathanson, the travelling taught me so much, and the experiences I had from the travelling are very much relevant and appropriate to my current life. So when I read in the newspaper about Afghanistan or Iran, in particular Afghanistan latterly, I've been there, I've seen it, I've worn that T-shirt, and maybe the politicians could have listened to me a little bit more than do what they did.
So given the current circumstances that you speak about, politically and other factors which are going on in the world right now, how do you think that's affected businesses and perhaps even your business?
I'm often described, as many of my colleagues, I'm 72, many of those in my age bracket, we're often described as old school. And old school means focusing on people rather than systems and IT and computers. So when my late father did a deal for British Land, he shook the hand of the man on the other side of the table, and that was the deal. Now we are absolutely inundated with regulation, compliance, money laundering, and the like, which unfortunately is, in many instances, preventative in making business happen. My approach to life, old school, is all about people. One is nothing is ever wasted. Meet people, go out there, read every newspaper. The former chairman of John Riplat said to me, read the Financial Times every day. You know what's going on in the world. And part of that is the principle of persistence and determination. If you want something and you want to achieve, just keep going. If you back out, you won't achieve. So be persistent, be determined, be energetic and enthusiastic. And whatever you do, as one of my rabbis explained to me, whatever you do in life, do it well and to the best of your ability. And lastly, as a principle, well, two principles, I've jotted down two more. First, just do it. Always do it the night before. Why? Because the machine could break down the next morning. And the last one is not so easy, is no fear. Now, I can say that from a position of experience, age, I suppose a certain amount of ability, courage. But if you want to do something and achieve something, don't be worried. Just do it. Because if you do nothing, nothing happens. If you do something, something may happen.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. We are talking to Jonathan Metlis, chairman of Action DWFM, and today we talk about business, we talk about his stellar background, and we talk about getting a foothold in life and moving forward in business. Jonathan, if I may ask you, sticking with positivity and the choice words that you just shared with us, fantastic, just a few moments ago, how about something to help people get started? Because there are often times when we stagnate and we often worry about getting started. You might have answered this to a certain degree already for us today, but there are people who need that extra push to get started. They need to know what resources are available to them and support is available to them. What is your opinion on that?
Let's take the law as an example. There are career advisors to go to. Fortunately, my career advisors were people who were in business. So I learned from them and I saw them at work. Yeah. How do people get started? It's focus, because if you don't focus, you lose the energy and enthusiasm. So decide what you want to do. I get numerous calls from people, which is a positive thing, saying, I want to go into the textile business. I want to go into IT. I want to go into travel. And in a way, a lawyer, as any other professional, is a bit of a general advisor.
Yes.
To people. So find people who've got experience in life and who can say, well, I think you should do that, or I think you should do this. I think you should do it this way. I think you should do it that way. And maybe I can introduce you to somebody who can assist you in that respect. And I spend a lot of my time not just helping people, which I enjoy doing, but also introducing them to other people I know to help them. But my strength is that I have a very wide network of connections and contacts. And, you know, in my experience, however high the person, no fear, the door is always open. You knock hard enough, you sit outside the office long enough, the door will eventually open, because that person sitting in that room has got to come out. And when he comes out, you nab him.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Jonathan Metlis, chairman of Axiom DWFM. We understand the thoughts that you shared with us today, Jonathan, about believing in yourself, never giving up. It's all good and well, but people often can't see that applying to them until they hear a story about it actually happening to somebody else. We've learned something from you today. Looking back at the history and your journey of the many acquisitions and businesses that you've helped and inspired people, what hurdles did you personally face and how did you overcome them? Because we want to learn something from you.
One of the initial hurdles was my own lack of experience, because you learn every day. I still learn every day dealing with successful entrepreneurs. And I'll be very frank, I tended to be more comfortable with the entrepreneurs than with the institution. If an entrepreneur wanted a deal to be done, the entrepreneur would perhaps come to me or to the firm that I was part of from 1982 to 2006, S.J. Berwin, which was a wonderful practice, incredibly successful. No problem was too small for any particular client. So I was exposed to very successful and wealthy business people. And what was my hurdle? My hurdle was my lack of experience, how to direct a transaction to ensure that it's successful. But the more people I was exposed to, the more I saw how that could be done. And I think another hurdle, interestingly enough, in those days, but not now, was my age. I mean, I was representing significant characters like Jacob Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, John Ritblatt, Jack Steinberg, Steinberg Group, and Sir Isaac Wolfson, and I was 31, 32. Now, it was a hurdle, but actually, because of my upbringing and my father's successful business career, when I saw him in action, and the fact that he used to take me around to see all his clients when he was at Stoy Haywood in the 1950s, that gave me the self-confidence that I might not otherwise have had. I would say, funnily enough, and I say this ironically, because Stanley Berwin was my legal guru, that he was one of my obstacles, because he was so critical of me, there was nothing that I could do that was correct. I talked too slowly. I didn't talk enough at meetings. I cracked jokes at meetings when I shouldn't have done. So everything I did was wrong. So in a way, although he was an asset to me, because he gave me this great opportunity when I joined him in 1982, he was also a hurdle, because he was a tough boss. Having said that, I learned so much from him. And I think that the hurdles, interesting enough, I think the hurdles in business today are greater than the hurdles in business when I started. For anybody to start in business now, an entrepreneur, I mentioned before, all the compliance issues, money laundering, what you can't do. We're living in a culture of no, sadly. And as I mentioned before, just do it. I come from a culture of yes. And all the successful entrepreneurs that I was involved with from the age of 21 or the age of 18 upwards were all people who said, we can do it and we will do it.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com.
Jonathan Metlis, with the recent situation that we've been through COVID, the last 18 months have been very tough for businesses and for people alike. The country has suffered economically. People have suffered, and we've recently heard news about the various power companies going under and folding. Do you think, as we approach Christmas, we're in for a tough time economically, as the country's concerned?
Well, you say that on the back of one of the strongest stock market rises for many, many years. I mean, many of us with our pension funds and our SIPs are smiling today because since at the beginning of the pandemic, March 2019, yes, or have I got, you know, the stock market fell dramatically. But since then, the stock market has regained its ground, investment in overseas activities, high tech, and so on and so forth. So to that extent, one can be quite positive. Deals are happening. I think that my impression is that I must say I do get confused with all the COVID rules, as we all do.
Yes.
My impression is that people are now resurfacing. And I'll give you a good example of that is me. I'm in the office today talking to you for the first time in, I don't know how many, first time in 18 months.
I went to
football last night for the first time in 18 months. So I think there's a growing confidence now with people engaging more, meeting more. Of course, you have to be sensible. People prefer to meet outside than inside. And the pandemic has created a different form of communication. As we have discussed before, communication of one form or t'other is fundamental to business. There's an alternative, and I'll give you another example. One thing I've always been enthusiastic about is networking lunches, filling a room. As I said, I'm bad at lots of things, but I can fill a room. And we carried on during the pandemic here at Axiom Stone, as was now Axiom DWFM, our real estate lunches, where we have speakers from the practice talking about their various areas of activity, how busy they are, and bringing in experts, in particular one from Citibank, talking about the economy and where the economy is going, and so on and so forth. And we've continued those on a regular quarterly basis, and we have an average attendance of 100 to 120 people. And we have one now on the 20th of October coming up, and we already have 60 acceptances. So we must be doing something right.
Correct.
My interpretation of that is that people of high quality want to engage, and they want to know what's going on. And you've asked me a question. I'm not the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who seems to be in dispute with the Prime Minister at the moment. I'm certainly not the Prime Minister, but I think that there are very positive signs. So I would say that if you want to engage in business and you want to succeed, you carry on as you did before.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Jonathan Metlis, Chairman of Axiom DWFM Solicitors. Now, we've shared a lot of information. You've given us a lot of information today. In our closing few moments that we have together, what's the best advice you can give to people today listening to this broadcast, particularly those in business?
Smile. It goes a long way. Humour is very important, but one's approach to life and one's attitude and one's expression of energy and enthusiasm is absolutely fundamental. And we're coming out of a pandemic where, sadly, I think the politicians have played the depression game far too much. A positive, fresh, enthusiastic, energetic approach is absolutely fundamental in whatever you do. And smiling is very, very important. I was also taught, my father, as I briefly mentioned, was a very successful businessman, built up businesses. And one of the things that he did, I mentioned shaking hands. Apparently, we're not allowed to shake hands now. We just rub, touch fists or what have you. Mm. But shaking a hand, being determined, being sure of yourself, these are all things that one should bring into your daily life and not be uncertain. It's not easy. I mean, personally, I'm not finding it easy re-entering the world after 18 months of a fair amount of isolation. I'll admit it. And I think the politicians have been very poor in understanding the mental anxiety and stress that people have been suffering at all levels. But, you know, children are going back to school now. The universities are open. Mm. And as part of that general reawakening business is coming back the fore. And if you follow the principles that I've mentioned, then you'll do better than if you don't. But smiling, I like the word smile, because if you smile, it's an old expression, if you smile, the whole world smiles with you.
Indeed.
I also wanted to say, in my professional career, whether it be Tony Patti, Richard Branson, or anybody else for that matter, no problem is too small to address. There are many professional organizations, certainly in the legal world, that unless the issue at stake is worth hundreds of millions in fees to them, they're not going to address it. And I think that if you adopt the attitude that no problem is too small to look after, first of all, you will endear yourself to the client or prospective client, and you will get and gain business and brownie points. And I followed that principle, and I was taught that principle from the day I began my professional career, seeing my father in business at Stoy Hayward, and I carry that on to this day now. So my attitude is, if Tony Patti has a problem and you want to discuss it, come in and we'll talk about it. And I don't say I'd like £1,000 before I talk to you, because you as a human being are more important than £1,000. And in terms of Axiom DWFM, I think that is very much the principle that's adhered to here. If you've got a problem, you've got a difficulty, people will see you and will help you. And the focus is there rather than financial gain. If you deal with people's problems and help them, the financial gain will be there eventually. And the other point I wanted to make about Axiom Stone is that we have new offices here in where I'm speaking from in Wigmore Street, which is a great opportunity for a fresh, enthusiastic start. It's also a racially diverse practice, which I'm very comfortable with. Large number of Asian lawyers, Jewish lawyers. I've referred to my Jewish upbringing and identity. Chinese lawyers. Of course, female lawyers are very much to the fore now as well.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
And whilst we talk about Axiom DWFM, people want to get in touch with your firm, Jonathan Metlis. How can they go about doing that, such as a website or phone numbers?
The best way, I suppose, is obviously the website and axiomdwfm.com. I'm very happy to give you my email address, jonathanmetlis1@gmail.com. That's my private one. My Axiom email address is jonathanmetlis@axiomdwfm.com.
Jonathan Metlis, chairman of Axiom DWFM, thank you very much, Dee, for sparing some time and talking. Thank you so much.
No, it was my pleasure, and I hope that people will learn something from what I've said and have successful and happy lives and careers. Thank you very much.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.